When the Chicago Cubs won the World Series this past week, yes, it had been 108 years since they'd last done so. And if you know any Cubs fans, as some of us do, then you know that when the celebration started, there wasn't a one of them who wasn't thinking of some loved one who had died, having never gotten the chance to see the Cubs go all the way. In fact, one story that made the national news was about a man who drove through the night from North Carolina to Indiana to get to his father's gravesite in order to be there in time to listen to Game 7 of the World Series. When the 68-year-old man was just a boy, he and his father had promised one another that when the Cubs got to the World Series again, they would listen to the games together. And so he made the long drive so he could sit at his father's grave and listen to the Cubs win the final game of the World Series, all while remembering his father, a die-hard Cubs fan who had died 36 years ago. Now, sadly, fans of our local Washington area sports teams know all too well that it's been 25 years since one of them won a national championship. But one of the good things about being a Lutheran Christian is that we need not wait for our favorite team to win a national title in order for us to remember our loved ones who have died. Today is All Saints Sunday, the Sunday on which we take time to remember loved ones who have died and gone before us, celebrating their lives of love lived with us and their unending lives of love lived with God even now. And today, I am thinking about many such saints. There's Caroline Gabrielson, who was my third grade Sunday school teacher when I was growing up in Brooklyn, New York. When I remember Miss Caroline, I remember her warm smile and her gentle voice and her white hair. And I remember how Miss Caroline taught me that God loves me and that she loved me too. Then there's Andy Austin, a man from that same congregation who went every week to a prison in New York City to lead a Bible study and to visit with inmates there. Some of those men came to faith in Jesus Christ because of the witness he shared with them. And there's Pastor Ed Nervig, the first of many pastors who would help shape my life and my faith over the years. When I was a child, Pastor Ed trained me to be an acolyte, to help be a leader of worship. When I was a young adult, we met at a church event many years after he had retired, and it was a conversation with him then that started me on a path towards seminary, towards me becoming a pastor. It's because of the important role that he played in my life and other pastors as well that I now serve in my call with the ELCA's Fund for Leaders, helping to raise up new leaders for our church. Miss Caroline, Mr. Austin, Pastor Ed, they're just a few of the saints that I remember on this All Saints Sunday. And there have been others that I've known throughout my life, including especially my own parents, who through their words and deeds gave witness to me and to others of their life-changing faith in Jesus Christ. So who are the saints that you remember this day? Who were the witnesses to faith that have influenced and shaped you in your life? Please take a minute right now just to recall some of those names and faces of those saints. I'm sure many of those saints that you just thought about have already died, just like Miss Caroline. and Mr. Austin and Pastor Ed and my parents have all died. During the prayers of the church today, we will remember the names of over 30 of our loved ones who have died and gone before us, a part of the unseen cloud of witnesses that surrounds us, saints, one and all. But not all the saints we take time to remember today have died. In fact, many of the saints who have influenced our lives are still here with us today. And that includes each one of us. So today we celebrate the lives of present-day saints. We are all saints who have influenced others by the Christian witness that we share. But even though I just said those words, that we are all saints, I think that there are times, perhaps even most of the time, when most of us find it hard to think of ourselves as saints. The dictionary defines the word saint as a person of great holiness, virtue, or benevolence, and most of us probably don't think of ourselves as meeting that definition. And as if that definition weren't enough in the minds of many people, to be a saint means to be, in a word, perfect. Well, those saints that I just named, Miss Caroline, Mr. Austin, Pastor Ed, they never would have thought of themselves as being perfect. I know that my parents never would have considered themselves to be perfect. And I can't imagine any of us considering ourselves to be perfect either. Goodness knows I know I'm not perfect. But as the saying goes, nobody is perfect. I recently came across two memes on Facebook that offer a variation of that saying, nobody is perfect. One read, nobody is perfect. I'm a nobody, therefore I'm perfect. The other one read, and the musicians will not like this one. The other one read, practice makes perfect, but nobody's perfect, so why practice? Now, those sayings may be cute, but neither one of them is quite right. And neither is the idea that for us to be saints, we need to be somehow perfect. Sisters and brothers, when it comes to our life of faith, we may sometimes feel as if we're a nobody, at least nobody special, especially when we compare ourselves to others whom we may think of as persons of great holiness, virtue, or benevolence. But the good news for all of us this All Saints Sunday is that we don't rely on a dictionary definition of what it is to be a saint. Instead, we rely on how God makes us saints and on how God defines how we are to live our lives as saints. As I just said in my children's message, the word saint literally means holy one. And it is through our baptism that each of us was called and claimed by God and set apart for God's purposes, which is another way of saying that at our baptism, you and I were made holy. And that at our baptism, we were all made saints, sustained by the love and forgiveness of God through the cross of Jesus Christ, sustained by the love and forgiveness of God through the waters of baptism, sustained by the love and forgiveness of God through the bread and wine of our Eucharist meal, sustained by the love and forgiveness of God through the word proclaimed and the absolution pronounced in worship, we live our lives as holy ones of God. In other words, our being saints isn't about what we do or what we don't do. Instead, it's about what God has done, is doing, and will continue to do for us. That's what makes us saints. And taken together with our understanding that we are all sinners, as Lutheran Christians, we see ourselves as being saints and sinners both at the same time. Well, in Luke's gospel today, we hear Jesus call for us to live our lives as saints according to the ideals and priorities of the kingdom of God. Through both blessings and woes, we hear a promise of hope, justice, and mercy for those who are poor, sick, and oppressed, and a reminder that wealth, success, and happiness are not to be taken either as a right or a reward, but rather as a responsibility and as a means for us to provide and care for others. And we hear Jesus call on us to love others radically, even our enemies, and doing to others as we would have them do to us. But as we've already said, none of us is perfect. We are both saint and sinner at the same time, yet God has chosen to work through us, flawed, frail, finite human beings that we are, to bring about God's salvation plan for the world. On this All Saints Sunday, we remember those saints that have gone before us. And we are reminded that we are, all of us, saints here and now, called to influence the lives of others by the Christian witness that we share, even if we do perhaps sometimes feel like we're nobody special, even when God says we are special. But even a nobody can be a saint of God, called to share the good news of Jesus with others, thereby enabling them to one day become saints themselves. As one old gospel song puts it, "I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody." Let me say that again. I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody.